ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 5/23/24. It's a Thursday night. It's a live show. And, oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is getting ready to rock and roll. And if you've seen the bases, I talked last Friday night. We came out with the 5/3 information about somebody trying to get onto Quantico at the gate. And it turns out that one of the Jordanians, there's two Jordanians allegedly working for a subcontractor of Amazon who are in ICE custody, but DHS, the Department for Human Sacrifice, with Commissar Mayorkas, won't give out the names, but one of them apparently did cross last year in the sector of San Diego, walked around the beach, I guess, you know, from Mexico, and then somehow found the other Jordanian who was an overstay student visa, clear across the country, and then they all start working for a subcontractor driving the trucks to try to go in through the gate of Quantico, all right? Well, well, and then the FBI won't tell you anything about who they are either, you know? And then we have also, at the similar time, we have apparently in Carthage, Tennessee, near Bragg, or excuse me, Carthage, North Carolina, near Bragg, or Fort Liberty, because Bragg, you can't say his name because he was a Confederate. Fort Bragg, okay? Fort Bragg, and you got two Chechen guys with no pocket litter or ID or nothing who are outside of a house that's owned by a special operations guy and his family. And they're there at 8 o'clock at night, and one of them is trying to take pictures of the house and maybe of the kids, and he gets shot in the backyard by somebody. I don't know who shot him, maybe. Hopefully it was the spec operator's wife, or it was the spec operator himself, or the neighbor who was somebody saw him playing around in the backyard and shot the guy. But then the other guy was in the car out in front. But they're Chechens, and guess who they work for, allegedly? They allegedly work for the power company or a utility that just happens to be a utility that is involved with a lot of the special operations people's homes outside of Bragg. And they're taking pictures, maybe for blackmail purposes or for some future time where they might steal the kids, to hold them hostage or to kill the family or whoever it is. And I'm going to tell you what. Well, the sheriff's got that investigation going on there, but they let the other guy in the car go. And he didn't have no pocket litter, no ID, nothing, but they let him go. And the FBI was called in, and they, of course, provided a translator. But they have not started an investigation of counterintelligence because there's nothing that indicates there's any kind of a thing. Well, the puke FBI, I'm going to tell you what, Ray Ray ought to go back to Saranac Lake. He ought to go get in his canoe and ride around in his little baby canoe and just comb his $90 haircuts. That's what he ought to do because they are not protecting the United States against enemies foreign. They're not protecting them at all. And then, of course, you recall there was in that area in a power subgrid station, like we have warned about. We've warned about the power subgrids could take the power grid down, even with attack on 9 or 10 of the key ones. Not because of what Ray Ray said. That, oh, that's domestic terrorists who are talking about all of that. No, it's because you guys in the FBI ain't doing your damn job because you're a bunch of piece of craps. And you ain't protecting against the spies and all the people that Mayorkas and his crew under Red China Joe, including the thousands of Red Chinese coming in with little military backpacks. You ain't protecting the United States against any of them, piece of junk. But somebody shot up that power subgrid station, and the people were without power there in Tennessee and North Carolina for a while because of that, and a large number of them happened to be special operations households. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. They're already inside the gate of the United States. All these Chechens, the Georgians, some of the best operatives in the entire world. And they're working for a subcontractor, allegedly for Amazon. The other guys are working for a utility company in the area where a lot of the special ops people live. And how much do you bet that they may have been out on the pole behind the special operations guy's house? Maybe it's somebody key. I don't know who it is. We don't want to know who it is. But I'm going to tell you what, you better start protecting your special operators. And I'm going to tell you that. And everybody ought to be protecting their own homes. And if you don't have a firearm, a rifle, a 12-gauge shotgun, a pump that makes it easy, and a pistol, or several, or a revolver with plenty of ammunition, and that you have practiced with it, and that you protect your home, and you've got flip-on lights real quick, and lights that Power Grid turns them on when somebody steps through the gate, then you'd better get going on it. And who knows who's going to come? Who knows who's going to come? Ah, oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is about ready to go wild weasel. And then we have at Laughlin, we have a Mexican national. They flee from the cops. There's four guys in the truck. He jumps out and then goes into the Laughlin, tries to get into the Laughlin base. Air Force Base in Texas. There is too much of this base stuff, and I'm telling you, these bases had better start to protect their bases better from crack operatives of Russia or the Chechens or the Jordanians or other Muslim nations or the Palestinians or whoever. They better start to protect them or they're going to be in trouble. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws. And I will bring thee forth and all of thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Togarmah of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. And you see, and then in verse 10, thou, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into the mind, thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them, dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. They're coming here, ladies and gentlemen, they're coming here, and they're already here. Now, you see that the Russians have threatened now to hit all of the British bases all over the world. And I'm going to tell you what. I was going to tell you this. No counterintelligence investigation on either the Chechens or the Jordanians. And that's by the FBI. Now, having known Ted Gunnarsson somewhat, and talking to him for a long time, he used to run the FBI office in L.A. We used to run 1,400 special agents out there. And they defended at that time against the Chinese and the Russians. And they were dead on against the spies. All right? And now they ain't. And against the Luciferians and scumbags. So, you know, you got the May 3rd Quantico and you got the Carthage. It's Carthage, I think, Tennessee, I guess. Chechens. Can you believe it? Jordanians. Oh, no possibility of any counterintelligence. La, 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 la. FBI, you guys need to really start to do something again. Except all you're doing is going after American citizens. Going after American citizens and MAGA Catholics and this and that and the other. Probably after Harrison Buttkicker now, you know? Butt right. I call him Buttkicker because he's a kick butt kicker. Now, on I believe it was Monday, Cliff High of the old Webbot fame, he issued a little podcast thing on the, you know, like a radio blip that he does when he's in his car podcast, and what he had never mentioned the word nuclear war. He never used that in the bots. He talked about the potential for large numbers of people dying in the near future, like 2 billion and that kind of a stuff, which we could only figure out was war, nuclear war, or a bioweapon of some sort. Speaking of which, the RNC headquarters in District of Columbia, Republican National Headquarters, they were set weirdo vials of blood. But I've also heard there was also white substances too, but that was on a TV report. Now they say it's a blood deal. But weird blood things that were sent, and the hazmat had to be called in. Consequently, that means that there's a bioweapon attack against the Republican National Committee headquarters in D.C. Well, who do you think did that crap? And why is the FBI really on to that? And why haven't they found the people there? And why haven't they gone after Red China Joe's contacts, who gave $1.8 billion to his son, don't you know? Ah, ladies and gentlemen, this country is about toast. It's about toast. Put a fork in it, and it's done. And you had better be ready to protect your household, your family, your Bill of Rights, your business, your farm, your rancho, your car, against whoever's going to come for you, come against it. And your food and your water and your water purification and all of your stuff that you got put back. And if you're smart, you got to put back, and you're still putting more back. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. America, you know, and all the ships at sea, you know. We used to hear that in the old days. But I will tell you this. Albert Pike said what they're going to do in 1871. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentura of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And Pike says, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, Pike says, whose deistic spirits, Pike says, will from that moment be without compass or direction. No, I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, Pike. I've been to Arkansas and seen where you had some of your spicy, your little deals in one of the hotels in Eureka Springs, where you could look out from the telescope on my back porch, allegedly, and see a Greek goddess grotto up on a hillside across the way, and all the different stuff. And I saw your owl on the fireplace and all your different things. And I saw outside of there a woman and her daughter outside of the house tending flowers, both of them in witches' hats, across the street. Be that it may, as it may. They're trying to bring Lucifer back into this thing here real big time. The Lucys are coming, and they're coming to get you. And they want to get all your stuff, and they want to kill you. And Obama's executive order he signed back in his day creates a structure of military governors for martial law. And that was done when? January 12, 2010. Okay? They happen to correspond with the FEMA regions, too. They do a bank holiday, something like they're talking about doing, or these new types of currencies and all the stuff. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you've got a case where you can't do anything, and you had better have some gold from Brother Steve Quayle, gold, silver, platinum, whatever it might be. Whatever it might be. But let me go back to what I was talking about so I can make my point here good. Because it also is a point to the gold and the silver, etc. Old Cliff High, the old Webbots guy, I think it was this past Monday, the 20th, I believe, he said that basically that there's going to be a nuclear war in about 32 days from this past Monday. So that's going to put it in the middle of, you know, June sometime. Not probably too far after the debate. He says it probably in about 7-8 days, you should be able to figure out whether it might be going to happen or what's going to be the deal. But he says when the nuclear war starts, you know, a nuclear exchange somewhere, maybe in the Middle East, Israel and Iran or something like that, or it could be, heck, the Russians zapping California or Washington State or Oregon or anywhere. It could be the subs off the East Coast of the United States and the Gulf Coast. A lot of them came in from the Cuban area, sitting right off the coast with the hypersonics and all the stuff ready to go, and just the regular cruises are pretty fast too. Just the regular cruise missiles could hit us, launch from a sub in less than 2 minutes. Hypersonic, boom, they can shoot from anywhere in the world and hit us in less than 5 minutes. Now, they don't have to hit a target necessarily. They can just take out the power grid. Within 1 year of the power grid being down, which incidentally, it would take a minimum of 18 months to put the power grid back up. Minimum of 18 months to put it back up. Even though we know that some of the stuff has been stockpiled, like per our old buddy Greg Evenson. God bless you, Greg, and may the Lord Jesus have you in the training for the angel boots to jump down when the time comes and get into the fight again with us against the Lucys and all of the minions, the 200 million man armies at Armageddon and wherever there might be. But anyway, he's saying in this World War III, Cliff High is saying that the bots say sometime about 32 days from this past Monday, I guess. And then he said for the first time that the term nuclear war, or nuclear warfare, for the first time he used that term. And he also then left and was on his way when he did the thing to go get long-term storage food at the store in somewhere in Washington State, apparently, where he lives. And then he says when this stuff happens, you're going to start to see people take out with assassinations, start to assassinate different deep state people and different things. And he may have some possibilities of names and things like that, but he didn't give any of them because he doesn't want to have his visit from the FBI on that again. So I don't know who they are, but Cliff High maybe had that information, but he never said it on the air. So nuclear war, 29, 30 days, something like that, possibly. Keep that in mind, because I'll tell you, I've been warning for quite some time. Brother Quayle's warned for longer than that. And with all these troops moving, these NATO troops moving, and with all the stuff going in, and Blinken giving the right for the Ukraine to attack into Russia, with the British authorizing use of British missiles to attack into Russia by the Ukrainians and other people, with all the stuff going on in Poland and all of that, the nukes being moved near, the Russian nukes moved in the Belarus area, this thing could light up real quick. Light up real quick, ladies and gentlemen. And you had better be ready as best as you can. Based on Matthew 25, Jesus tells you to prepare. And oh, isn't it interesting? Biden's DOJ approved the FBI to use deadly force against Donald Trump and Secret Service members during the infamous raid on the 45th President Mar-a-Lago. It wasn't really a standard raid, okay, on an unprecedented raid on a Secret Service protected compound. Now, Trump was not there, and supposedly there's some question mark whether they put these into every search warrant and all that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you what, man, you know, you're going to go through Melania's underwear drawer, and you're going to go through his teenage son's drawers and all this stuff, and his, you know, see what the kid is up to, all these different things. and they're going to use deadly force authorized by Biden Attorney General Merrick Garland standard operating procedure to take out a president of the United States and a Secret Service detail? Oh, supposedly, yes, they called him to make sure that he wasn't going to be there, but I'm telling you, if they wanted to, they could have gone in and seen somebody say, oh, Barrett had a gun or Melania had a firearm. Boom, boom, boom. It's getting out of control, ladies and gentlemen, getting out of control. And the appellate court in New York has already ruled that Trump don't have a leg to stand on and getting rid of Judge Merchan, you know, and all that. And there ain't any crime in this thing. There's nothing there. This whole deal is a bunch of hogwash. You got gold $23.32.99, silver $30.22. It was really up in the last day or two, even higher than that. Platinum $10.28.80. But then you got today, the Dow was down 605 points. NASDAQ and other things down. And quite frankly, it was kind of interesting that NVIDIA, which is the AI brand, you see, the AI, the big AI stock is up a jillion percent, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Russian President Putin basically is traveling, I guess, to Belarus in an emergency visit during Russia's nuclear drills. Belarus is also conducting war games in preparation for a war with NATO. The situation is getting really serious, you see. Thank you, TK, for sending that. Civil Defense News update says U.S. says it will go to war with China to keep Taiwan. Well, that's where the good chips are made over there. They don't make them here anymore. We already got U.S. Marines on the island over there. Been over there training with Taiwanese Marines. And I'm going to tell you what, the Marines are goo-rah hard, I'm going to tell you. But the Chinese got a few more jillion people right, you know, across the straits there. Oh, yeah. This is from a... Paul, he says, Hawk, I think and pray that the Lord is going to keep you here to see the results of all your work and warnings over the past several years. World War III seems to be arranged now. Yeah, it sure does, my brother. And I'm still here. I'm still in the game and I'm still fighting, all right? Still ready to fight and go to town. And I'm still warning. Putin invited the King of Bahrain to attend the BRICS summit in Kazan, and the invitation was accepted. They're getting ready to go, and then I heard somebody say on TV today, oh boy, you know, they're wanting, or on a radio say that, oh, they're trying to get to buy up all the gold and silver so they could cut the United States out, you know, of the. No, they're buying the gold and silver to back the BRICS currency with, you idiots. Not you guys out there, but the idiot who was saying that on the air. GOP governors have sent a letter to Biden opposing his potential to sign the World Health Organization's pandemic agreement, saying it would give the organization unprecedented and unconstitutional powers. Well, I'll tell you what, old Beijing, old Red China Joe is going to sign everything he can to take this country down. in exchange for cash. He's going to do it in exchange for another billion or 2 billion or 3 billion or whatever. And I hope Trump is having a big time. I didn't get to start to see it before I came on. But the crowd, I think, is really big in a park in the South Bronx. And I can remember in the park, and I can remember the South Bronx going up in there to Hunts Point Produce Market. I used to go up there and get produce out of those stands, buy it, you know. Sometimes take a donation of it if they had any stuff that was a little bad. And used to go up there, and it was quite bombed out when I was up in that area. It's still the South Bronx, although it is happened back to a certain degree. I think during Trump's era, it flourished a little bit. And those people are wanting to hear him up there in the South Bronx, and they're walking him on in. And I'll tell you what, I hope that Trump would win an election and return us to some semblance of stability and some semblance where we're going to be producing all the natural gas, all of the oil, all the stuff. Drill, baby, drill. Gasoline, build new power plants, build new refineries, the whole nine yards. Build new factories and bring the factories back from China. And I'd like to see all that happen. But I think what's going to happen more likely is that if they think, Biden and them think by June that this thing is not going to go, and that if Xi Jinping and Putin, who've had the meeting together with all our people, and they're saying it looks like Trump could win an election, then they're going to start something. Probably, I thought, by the time of the debates. But they may wait till after the first debate to see how Biden does, okay? And what the Trump's jump from that might be, etc. Or not. And that could be something that fits in with what the web bots are predicting. And apparently he's got the spiders of his bots are still have perhaps even better access than he did a year or two ago, because he's saying that he's with some confidence about this thing. He also says there's going to be a whole lot of documents and stuff. UFO info will be dumped as somebody finds it. There's going to be assassinations in the deep state in the United States and all around the world. Similar, apparently, allegedly, to what is taking place already. So look out. Look out below for June, you see. Look out below for any day now, any minute now, any time. And if you go to stevequayle.com or you call him at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, you tell him if you get Steve or if you get Daryl, his manager, if you get Tyler, his son, or any of the other people there, you tell them old Hawk sent you and that you need to get you some gold or some silver sent out ASAP, overnight it, or whatever you got to do to get it. And get you a group of it. Can't get the gold, get the silver. All right? But if you had a little gold, silver, platinum, that would be good. Any little amount you get, that's nothing wrong with that. And you'll have something, maybe a silver dime, pre-1965, 90% silver dime. Maybe that buys at some point. You need one of them to buy a loaf of bread, all right? Or you need one of them to buy a pound of hamburger or 2 pound hamburger or something like that. right now they would be silver coins. And a lot of people don't know this. You can take the face value of U.S. pre-1965 silver coins. For every $1 of face value equals 0.715 ounce. 0.715 ounces. 0.715 ounce. Each $1 face value silver. So $100 face value would be equal to basically 71.5 ounces of silver. Then you could figure out whatever the spot price was and go from there and figure out how much it's worth. But a lot of people don't know that. I just thought I would tell people that. It's been around. It's nothing new. But a lot of people don't know it. And I ask people that all the time. I said, do you know? No. Well, you know, you might need a silver dime to get you a couple pounds of hamburger or a steak or even a loaf of bread. And what happens? Instead of $30 silver, you got $200 or $300 silver, which it could go like crazy that way. And then at that point, you're not even dealing with dollars because the dollar will be gone. Might be a brick, might be bricks, but I'm going to tell you what, better to have the actual currency than a Bitcoin. And by the actual currency, I mean the gold or the silver. You don't want the Bitcoin off in some hideaway that you can't figure out how to get it out anyway. Online. One thing hits the power grid and the online stuff is all over. Your Bitcoin is gone. For goodness sake, call Brother Quayle, stevequayle.com, 406-586-4840. Get you some gold, silver, platinum, palladium, whatever you want, but just get you some. And I tell you, man, the other good thing that I would say to you is that we've been telling you for years and years and years, Steve's been telling you, oh man, a jillion years, 30 some years. I've been on. Next month, I'll be on 20 years. In June, I'll be on 20 years. So if this thing might happen, then I will have seen what I've warned you about, according to Paul. Thank you, Paul, for telling me that. And all the good people, all the main maniacs, all the different ones, God bless you. South Carolinians, God bless you. Tejas, God bless you. All the different people. And all the wonderful cards. You know who sent them? God bless you. So you got your special ops home being photographed and potentially the children in the house at 8 o'clock at night from the backyard, and the FBI don't think there's any kind of a reason for a counterintelligence investigation into Chechens? And then the sheriff lets the guy in the car go, and they both had phones that had all kind of Russian numbers and Russian contacts on them. Oh, man. Ridiculous. Should have put him in the back jail. You know, should have put him in the old jailhouse outside of town, the one that used to be out there. You know what I mean? The log cabin jail, whatever it is. But instead, the FBI wants to go after school moms and school dads who complain about school boards or against MAGA Catholics or MAGA Christians. Ridiculous. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you better get ready. You know what old Sergeant Major Plumlee said? We were soldiers. Gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Daryl Lee. Praying for my strength and energy and healing. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm still here. I got to rest up a little bit more than normal. That's for doggone sure. And I'm not walking without a walker. And I don't walk very far with that. But I can still fight when need be. I can still fight if I have to. And I'll defend my home against any comers, anybody who wants to be a goofball. And I'm not trying to get involved in that. That's not the idea. You know what I mean? Not the idea at all. I just don't want anybody to mess with me or my family and my home. And don't you let anybody mess with you or your family and your home. The weather's being manipulated pretty doggone good. If you look worldwide, you'll see it in different key areas. And you'll see it here in the United States. And then if you think about the crops, spring planting, it should have already been done. In many places, it probably has not been done properly. Or if it was done early, maybe it's okay, but maybe it's flooded out in some cases. We got tornadoes all kind of places. That place in Iowa, the town in Iowa, I forget the name of, but that thing was leveled, man. Got all kinds of different ones in different cities and Nebraska and all over the place. Now it's heading off into the Pennsylvania and different places like that. Another line coming through, and I can see that we look at the Mimic, MIMIC, University of Wisconsin, TPW2, Mimic, MIMIC, University of Wisconsin. You put that in a search engine, it'll take you right to it, and then you click on TPW2 and look at the Mimic. Look at that Mimic. Yeah. Look at that Mimic. And you'll see a lot of stuff. So, yeah, one of the Jordanian nationals involved in the attempted breach at the Marine Corps base Quantico on May 3rd illegally crossed the border last month. Oh, last month in April in the San Diego sector. I thought it was last year, but it's last month in April, and was released on a notice to appear because there was no initial derogatory information. The other Jordanian national was on an F-1 student visa overstay. Neither have criminal history in the U.S. They're holding their identity is being withheld, officials say, over privacy issues. DHS, piece of crap. No information that says it suggests terror-related motives. And one, weapons were found in the box truck when they were detained. And no weapons were found in the box truck when they were detained. They don't need weapons. That's not the point. Not the point, you idiots. What they were doing, trying to access some of the most secure military bases. You know, you got Quantico, you got the FBI training, you got the, you'd think the FBI would be interested in these people a little bit more and tell you who they were, but then you'd have to tell that the guy came over illegally in the San Diego sector last month and they let him through under Red China Joe's bullcrap stuff. I'll tell you what, I sure hope that Trump is having a good thing up there, and I don't know what he's up to. I can't necessarily look at that right now. But I will say this, ladies and gentlemen. That we are in for a lot of trouble. I don't know if we're going to have the nuclear war or not, but I am going to say this, that they're going to do something quickly, and the timing in June seems about right. Or either a nuclear war to start, China to go for Taiwan, which will go nuclear, that will go into a nuclear situation. Russia and the Ukraine out of Belarus. Or what have you. Or just Russian subs and Chinese subs zapping the United States on the quick trip, so to speak. I don't know. But it looks like if you had one debate and you saw that Biden really was in deep doo-doo and deep trouble, so to speak, that Fort Liberty Special Ops soldier, this is what I was reading right here, is being investigated in Moore County fatal shooting. Under investigation in Moore County, the Special Ops soldier from Fort Liberty, or Bragg, who shot the guy, the Chechen, he's the one being investigated, okay? When he sees these guys taking pictures at about 8:15 a.m., and it's Ramazan Derev, 35, of Chicago, died in a shooting. What's he doing in Moore County? Outside of Bragg. ...911 caller reported someone was taking photographs and become aggressive towards another resident outside their home. What are they taking photographs for? They're spying on the special ops. Good for the guy who shot the son of a buck. But where's the FBI? Outside of Fayetteville there. Where are you? Jerks. Ridiculous. I just looked that up because I wanted to get a little more on it. Cicadas are coming. It's going to be wild weasel. It'd be really weird if you had cicada wings that had something on them, wouldn't it? Or that they sprayed them in the air as they come. Don't know what's going on. Lo and behold, you're supposed to buy lottery tickets, but the lotto winners say an unemployment glitch is preventing payout. Yes. Somebody won't do the payout because they got unemployment where the payouts are being done. Ridiculous. Oh, boy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, I'm going to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. And God bless all that have over the years. I've been here almost 20 years now. And thank the Lord, my voice is a little better right now. Thanks to all the prayers of all you people out there. You can be sent. Any kind of donation would be much appreciated and needed. Let me tell you at this time. Be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Send Federal Reserve notes or a little bit of silver. A little bit of gold or platinum, that's the easiest. Also send a check or money order made out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. Send it to that address. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. May return it to you 10,000-fold. And also our friends, the Nunamakers. We have the Indochina Bible Project, where they're giving the Bibles out in the dialects and the songbooks in the dialects of the Mountain Yard tribal villages in Indochina, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, the Shan states, all up and down the line, Vietnam, of course. They're on fire for the Lord Jesus. They're building up extra churches outside the house church. And they pray for the old Hawks, so we'll pray for them. Anything that can be helpful for the Nunamakers to send over there to buy those Bibles in the certain dialects, send it to Nunamaker. N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, Nunamaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Yerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Because I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to have possibly within 30 days or less, could be tonight, who knows? I mean, when the Russians are shooting missiles off the coast, the west coast of the United States, when you got all the different submarines off the coast of the east coast of the United States, Florida, up into the Carolinas, Georgia. Outside old Treasure Island, I guarantee you, you know, Jacksonville and the whole nine yards. And a load of my the old grandmother down there who fought off the old crackhead. Trying to get her purse in the car, and she called on the Lord Jesus. May God bless her. Once again, gold was $23.32.99, silver $30.22, platinum $10.28.87. Call Brother Quayle and get you some. SteveQuayle.com or 406-586-4840. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. We got pulsing radar, that's for sure. I see that's even on MSN. Next Rad Reflecting, pulsing radar. They're pulsing it out of Montana. Ah, yeah. really turning into a wild weasel. But I don't know what the crops are going to be like, so you better buy food, don't you think? And you better get water purification equipment. Berkey Lights, British Birkfeld, you can still get the Selsyn, S-E-L-S-Y-N, the original filter with the ceramic and the carbon in it. Good, excellent filter used for years by the missionaries all over the world. You can get the Alexa Pure filters. Okay? Alexa Pure filter and the operation units. Alexa Pure. Just L-E-A-L-E-X-P-U-R filters. I've seen them, I told you, I believe, at the something like that. All these different items you could get to purify the water. And if nothing else, you better get the Halzone tablets, the MicroPure stuff, all the different things that you can use to purify water or to filter it or to knock out the bad particles in it. Mezzo silver could help you to do some of that as well. Old colloidal silver will help you to kill germs in water without killing the good stuff. Go to stevequayle.com and click on the Mezzo silver banner, M-E-S-O, silver banner. Old Frank and Keys will get you a big jug of that stuff real quick. And I've taken that a few eyedroppers a day for years. And then I remembered that I needed to take a little more of that because there was an Arizona State study, I think in 79, maybe, in the 70s, that even said that might be helpful against some of the cancers in the test. Don't go into there loose and bury a knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, your business. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology weaponry to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And Bandango Rangers, wherever you're at, go see Lieutenant Tanner. I know you're ready. Vicky Lapua, God bless you. Stay on the optics and squeeze that trigger. Road and track, little L, God bless you, kiddos. And you guys keep up with your ninja ways, your Muay Thai ways, but you also get into science, scientific ways, and mathematical ways. God bless everybody out there. Go out and buy food and water and ammunition, warm clothes. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.